学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是116274477，欢迎加入。那今天呢，我们要讲的是托福听力，我们请来的专家老师是壮壮老师。老师好。
Yes, hello everybody. And we're going to take a listen to part of a lecture in a European history class. In this part, the professor starts with food and then starts to talk about how foods are related to political and economic situation of the history.
哦，说这个食物和政治还有关系啊，食物是怎么影响政治环境的哈？
对，一会儿大家会听到几种吃的东西哈，咱先看一下那个第一个吃的叫 squash， 你知道是什么玩意儿吗
？squash， 哎，我对吃还真没怎么研究过
啊。这个 squash 也是一种运动。好，咱先说这个吃的呢，就是那个倭瓜，就是南瓜那一类的玩意儿叫 squash。运动呢 ，squash 是壁球。
对着墙壁打球呗
啊，对，就是那样是。其实要说这人也够自虐的哈，
对，
他没事还是吃点比较好。
对，
好，再来呢就是Italian tomato sauce， 这个你熟了。
Italian tomato sauce， 这个是意大利的番茄酱 ，tomato or tomato sauce。
嗯，还有一种呢叫 Hungarian goulash。这反而也是一种吃的，是匈牙利的一个什么玩意儿啊，就不管它。这个 goulash 这个就是一个外来词，所以呢你也不用知道它到底是什么东西。好，还有呢那个像这西方人常吃的一个玩意儿呢叫 french fry。french fry 这个比较熟，大家老吃，就是那个炸土豆条。
嗯，薯条呗。
薯条。
嗯。
啊，然后他说这个好吃的东西是吧 ,those yummy fried potatoes。啊，就是这些特好吃的这种土豆。哎，要说西方土豆的东西，它吃的方式是特别多啊，
有炸的
啊，对，还有烤的，
还有拌的，就是土豆泥哈、
嗯、
，smashed potato，、
嗯、还有烤的呢，
烤的烤土豆，
他洗把这个土豆里边吧，就是把外边裹一个层金纸，
嗯，
然后呢放上黄油，然后呢撒上这个胡椒面，哎。咔嚓一烤，
一看
吃的时候弄点椒盐儿。
听咱节目的听众，如果是听直播呢，现在肯定是饿死了，
嗯，
吃夜宵的时间。如果是早上6:30听呢，您该吃早饭了、
哎、话说这个土豆营养非常多哈、啊，一会儿就谈到了土豆这个东西，然后待会儿呢，他还会提到了一个词是 cultivate。culture 这个词是文化，文化就是和种植是有关系的 ，cultivate 就是在某处生长的意思啊 ，cultivate 种植培养。
相反的，
好，再来一个词呢，就是 nightshade。你看这个词吧，跟这个茄科是一点关系都没有。night 就是晚上，是吧 ？shade 呢就是阴影 ，nightshade 放在一起 ，nightshade family 是茄科的意思。
嗯哼。
还有一个词呢，是一种植物叫 mandrake。
mandrake
啊，曼德拉草。
曼德拉草啊、嗯。
然后呢，再来还会提到另一个植物叫 belladonna。
belladonna。
滇茄
啊，一种茄啊。
好，那这些东西是可食用的还是不可食用的呢？英文有一个词，可食用的是 edible 是
可吃的。
对 ，inedible 呢？
不能吃的。
对了
啊，我很多同学以为是 eatable
啊 ，eatable 也可以，
也可以，但不常用哈。英文都说 edible，
嗯，
可食用的，
不那么专业。
对
啊，说起来就是听着太业余了。
对啊。
嗯，所以咱还得知道这个 edible oil 就是可以食用的油。
嗯，
好，然后呢会特别讲到这个地名叫 Mediterranean Sea， 这是在什么地方啊 ？Mediterranean，
地中海。
对，好，还有一个词呢是 hardy， 这个词就是 hard 加上 y， 然后在听力中呢会用它的比较级 hardier。
Hardy，hard 是困难的意思，但是这个 hardy 跟困难还不太接近啊。 hardy 呢其实是耐旱的意思，耐旱意思就是说
这个农作物呢在干旱的情况下长得还挺好，
对，它能够抵抗干旱的气候啊。hardy crop 就是能够耐旱的庄稼
植物，
植物，哎，
好，下面我们就听一下这个录音。
Listen to part of a lecture in a European history class.
So would it surprise you to learn that many of the foods that we, today consider traditional European dishes, that their key ingredients were not even known in Europe until quite recently? Until the Europeans started trading with the native peoples of North and South America? I mean, you're probably aware that the Americas provided Europe, and Asia with foods like squash, beans, turkey, peanuts. But what about all those Italian tomato sauces, Hungarian goulash, or my favorite, French fries, those yummy fried potatoes?
Wait, I mean, I knew potatoes were from where, South America?
South America, right, the Andes Mountains.
But you're saying tomatoes too?I just assumed since they're used in so many Italian dishes.
No, like potatoes, tomatoes grew wild in the Andes. Although, unlike potatoes, they weren't originally cultivated there. That seems to have occurred first in Central America. And even then, the tomato doesn't appear to have been very important as a food plant until the Europeans came on the scene. They took it back to Europe with them around 1550,And Italy was indeed the first place where it was widely grown as a food crop. So, in a sense, it really is more Italian than American. And another thing, and this is true of both the potato and the tomato, both of these plants are members of the nightshade family. The nightshade family is a category of plants which also includes many that you wouldn't want to eat, like, mandrake, belladonna, and even tobacco. So it's no wonder that people once considered tomatoes and potatoes to be inedible too, even poisonous. And in fact, the leaves of the potato plant are quite toxic. So it took both plants quite a while to catch on in Europe, and even longer before they made the return trip to North America and became popular food items here.
Yeah, you know, I remember my grandmother telling me that when her mother was a little girl,A lot of people still thought that tomatoes were poisonous.
Oh, sure. People didn't really start eating them here until the mid-1800s.
But, seems like I heard, didn't Thomas Jefferson grow them or something?
Ah, well, that's true. But then Jefferson is known not only as the third president of the United States, but also as a scholar who was way ahead of his time in many ways. He didn't let the conventional thinking of his day restrain his ideas.Now, potatoes went through a similar sort of a rejection process, especially when they were first introduced in Europe. You know how potatoes can turn green if they're left in the light too long? And that greenish skin can make the potato taste bitter, even make you ill. So, that was enough to put people off for over 200 years. Yes, Bill?
I'm sorry, Professor Jones, but...I mean, yeah, okay, American crops have probably contributed a lot to European cooking over the years, but...
But have they really played any kind of important role in European history? Well, as a matter of fact, yes. I was just coming to that.
好，前半部分的录音呢，我们就听到这里。现在给大家来梳理一下哈。一开始的时候呢，这个老师就讲了一堆吃的，是吧？好，如果我是老师，我给大家把这一段再回顾一下。So, would it surprise you to learn that many of the food that we eat today consider traditional European dishes, that their key ingredients were not even known in Europe until quite recently, until the Europeans started trading with the native people in North and South America? I mean, you're probably aware, that the Americas provided Europe and Asia with food,like squash, beans, turkey, peanuts, but what about all those Italian tomato sauces, Hungarian goulash, or my favorite, French fries, those yummy fried potatoes?、
嗯、
好，这个先说了啊，这些食品、这食谱这那的，说了一大堆。他说呢，这个什么时候这些吃的才从美洲传到了欧洲呢？其实这个跟欧洲人呢去到了美洲。 啊，有了贸易往来是分不开的。
对。
是吧？好多食品都是从这个
商人带来的，
哎，商人带来的。像我们有丝绸之路啊，就会知道有好多的啊别的地儿的吃的。好，然后学生就说了啊，说这个 potatoes 到底是从哪儿来的？他说 ，I mean, I knew potatoes were from where South America。啊，然后老师说 ，Yes, from the Andes Mountains， 就这个安第斯山，咱们都比较熟了，一条山脉啊，纵贯南北。
对。
然后呢，学生说了 ，But you are saying potatoes too. I just assume since they're used to, I just assume since they are used to so many Italian dishes， 是吧？他说可能这个西红柿也是吧？你在意大利就什么菜都放西红柿酱，
对。
而且呢，就是意大利的餐里边吧，这个西红柿号称呢还对这个心血管十分有好处，
嗯。
所以呢，他们这个西红柿呢烤着吃，明白吧？做成披萨饼往上放，这西红柿酱，意大利面也是西红柿酱。
对。
啊，吃的特别广泛。
对。
可是这学生就说了，说的，所以我就这么想哈，八成这个西红柿是不是也是在安第斯 mountain 呢？然后呢，老师就说了 ，Unlike potatoes, they weren't originally cultivated. 这个 tomatoes weren't originally cultivated there.所以你得听清楚了，如果是考试的时候人家就问你了，到底这个 tomato 原产地哪儿啊， potato 原产地哪儿，
对，你得听清楚到底哪个是哪个不是。
对，老师说呢，这个土豆原产地在安第斯山南美洲，而西红柿并不是原产地，是在那儿的。
这里有一个转折的关键词，就是 unlike， 不像，不像土豆，西红柿啊不是产自那儿的。
紧接着呢，老师就说了，这个西红柿其实和茄子都是一个科的植物，茄科植物，
嗯，
啊，所以你看它里边的构造都是有那种籽儿，然后呢外面是这个肉，而且你知道这西红柿要说做起来和茄子一起做是很好吃的。好，老师就介绍了中美洲，他说 That seems to occur first in Central America, and even then, the tomato doesn't appear to have been very important as a food plant until the European came on the scene. They took it back to Europe with them around 1550, and Italy was indeed the first place where it's widely grown as food crop.所以说从中美洲把西红柿引到欧洲之后呢，是意大利算是第一个国家大规模的种植这种农作物，时间是在什么时间呢？是1550年，所以人家吃这个西红柿是有历史的了啊。然后呢，他又开始说了 ，And Italy was indeed the first place where it's widely grown as food crop. So in a sense, it really is more Italian than American. 我觉得这个用法就挺好的，就是 it is more A than B。啊，所以说在某种意义上来讲呢，这个西红柿呢，与其他说的是美洲的食物，倒不如说它更是意大利的食物，也就是意大利人吃西红柿吃得更在行。
对，
叫 more Italian than American. And another thing, and this is true of both potato and tomato, both of the plants are members of nightshade family.就这个茄科植物 The nightshade family is a category of plants which also includes many that you wouldn't want to eat.
说这个茄科植物啊，还包括其他一些你可能并不想吃的植
物。
有哪些呢？比如说
Like mandrake
曼德拉草
啊 Belladonna
啊滇茄一种不能吃的
And even tobacco.
Tobacco 就是烟草也是啊烟草它也
是茄科植物。
哦，烟草在加工之前，它这个样子是茄科植物哈。
奇怪吧 ？So it's no wonder that people once considered potatoes and tomatoes to be inedible too, even poisonous. 所以以前人们就认为这个土豆和西红柿呢，其实是不可食用的。
对，因为大部分其他的茄科植物都是不能吃的。
对了。
所以当时觉得，哎，这个土豆啊。和这个西红柿啊，
对啊，
他们
能吃呢，是吧？而且还认为他们有毒，因为其他的像烟草那东西，它是吧，它是不能吃的东西。
因为在大自然中，很多颜色很鲜艳的植物都是一种警告的提示啊，说明是不能吃的。西红柿是红色的，那
多漂亮啊！
对，越是漂亮，其实越是不能吃。
娇艳欲滴。我的妈呀！
对对对，嗯。
好，紧接着呢，老师说呢 ，In fact, the leaves of potato plant are quite toxic.也就是这个土豆这种植物的叶子是相当的毒性高。哎，你说谁没事跑去上这个土豆地里面撸点叶子回去自己凉拌着吃，没这么干的哈。我就知道吃小萝卜那个萝卜缨 哎，你可以拌一下，可以吃。So it took both plants quite a while to catch on in Europe. 这个 catch on 你觉得是什么意思啊？
流传起来。
嗯哼。所以这两种植物呢，在欧洲能够广泛的流传呢，其实是费了不少劲，花了不少时日啊。毕竟的话，人们对这个东西不太敢吃啊。那你不敢吃的话，那肯定啊，是不是望而生畏啊？那怎么行呢？好，然后呢，接着呢，这个学生呢，就是这块呢，他就问了，说 "I'm sorry," 是吧？But I mean, yeah, American crops have probably contributed a lot to European cooking over the years. But, 啊，然后呢，紧接着 but 什么呀？啊，这个老师就把他的问题给说完了。他说 ，But have they really played any kind of important role in European history? 然后老师说了一句 ，Well, as a matter of fact, yes. 啊。学生就说这跟政治有关系吗？老师说，哎，你还就别说，还真就有关系。马上老师补了一句、嗯、I was just coming to that. 这是啥意思啊？
我正要说呢。
对，课堂用语里边比较多。
Coming to the point. That's the point I'm coming to. 那就是我要说的观点了。
对，好，那下面我们把这个后半部分再放一下。
Let's start with North American corn.Or maize, as it's often called. Now, before the Europeans made contact with the Americas, they subsisted mainly on grains, grains that often suffered from crop failures. And it's largely for this reason that political power in Europe was centered for centuries in the south, around the Mediterranean Sea, which was where they could grow these grains with more reliability. But when corn came to Europe from Mexico,Well, now they had a much hardier crop that could be grown easily in more northerly climates, and the centers of power began to shift accordingly. And then, well, as I said, potatoes weren't really popular at first, but when they finally did catch on, which they did first in Ireland around 1780, well, why do you suppose it happened? Because potatoes had the ability to provide an abundant and extremely nutritious food crop,No other crop grown in Northern Europe at the time had anything like the number of vitamins contained in potatoes. Plus, potatoes grown on a single acre of land could feed many more people than, say, wheat grown on that same land. Potatoes soon spread to France and other Northern European countries, and as a result, the nutrition of the general population improved tremendously, and populations soared in the early 1800s.And so the shift of power from southern to northern Europe continued.
好，第二部分放完了之后呢，老师说到底它和政治有什么关系呢？我们把这个部分呢再给他说一下哈。
好，那老师说了什么？我来读一下。Have they really played any kind of important role in European history?
这个 play a role 就是扮演一个角色，就是一个比喻意。啊，就是它到底起没起个重要的作用
？Well, as a matter of fact, yes.
好 ，as a matter of fact， 其实经常用在转折的时候，明白吧？ Mm-hmm. 就比如说你说西，你说哎，其实事实还真不是那样。As a matter of fact， 在这个老外用的过程中呢，他还会倒过来说，他说 as the fact of the matter， 还有这么用
？As the fact of the matter，、还这么说法？
啊，对。
什么意思啊？
也是跟 as a matter of fact 事实上一样。
明白了啊，但是 a matter of fact 更加常用一些哈、啊。so, well, as a matter of fact, yes. I was just coming to that. Let's start with North American corn or maize, as it's often called.
好，所以这个玉米呢有两种叫法 ，corn 是一个哈、啊，还有这个 maize。maize 这个词来自于西班牙语，所以你就知道它是这个南美洲的产出的这种玉米啊。那个西班牙语里边呢，它叫 maíz 啊，就拼写是一样的。好，再来。
Now, before the Europeans made any contact with the Americas, they subsisted mainly on grains that often suffered from crop failures.
好，也就是说，在这个欧洲啊和美国的这个接触发生之前呢，主要是吃什么呢？它是吃谷物，可是这个谷物呢，经常呢是欠收，所以这个老天爷不作美的话，它就收不上来谷物。英文就是 crop failures.
And largely for this reason, The political power in Europe was centered for centuries in the south, around the Mediterranean Sea, which was where they could grow these grains with more reliability.
也就是基于这个主要原因呢，欧洲的政治权力一直以来啊，有好几百年以来，它的这个中心呢都是在南方啊，在地中海附近，因为在那个地方呢，谷物成长呢能够更加的可靠，就是说它比较容易收成好。
But when corn came to Europe from Mexico, well, now they had much hardier crop that could be grown easily in more northerly climates, and centers of power began to shift accordingly.
好了，随着和美洲的接触呢，他们就发现了，哎，现在还有玉米，所以把这个玉米呢引到欧洲。而这个玉米呢是属于耐旱型的作物，可以在北方的这种气候下呢能够生长，所以它的这个权力的中心就从南方转移到了北方。
And then, well, as I said, potatoes weren't really popular at first, but when you finally did catch on, which they did in Ireland around 1780.
啊，他说这个土豆这个东西呢，首先不太，一开始的时候不太那个受人们的欢迎，但是呢，在1780年前后，在爱尔兰开始大面积的种植和被接受了。
Well, why do you suppose it happened? Because potatoes have the ability to provide abundant and extremely nutritious food crop. No other crop that grew in North Europe at the time had anything like the number of vitamins contained in potatoes.
对，而在当时呢，说这个欧洲北部所生长的任何的植物，就其他的植物都不像这个土豆含有这么多的维生素啊，也就是说呢，这个土豆的维生素含量是相当的高，所以说呢它就有营养呗，对不对？大家知道这个维生素对于人的健康是吧，人少生病，增加抵抗力都是很重要的。
PlusPotatoes grown on a single acre of land could feed many more people than, say, wheat grown on the same land.
他说同时从这个产量上来讲哈，就是在这个单位啊公顷这片土地上长小麦，他喂养的人就没有这个长土豆喂养的人那么多。你看这个句子相当的复杂，我再给大家念一下哈。Potatoes grown on the single acre of land could feed many more people than, say, wheat grown on the same land. 啊，所以有一个 more 什么什么什么 than 这个结构。
好，后面说 ,Potatoes soon spread to France and other northern European countries.
紧接着呢，这个土豆呢就传到了法国和其他的欧洲北部的国家。
And as a result, the nutrition of the general population improved tremendously, and population soared in the early 1800s. And so the shift of power from southern to northern Europe continued.
哎，这样一来的话呢，人民的健康水平就总体都提高了。是吧，就是总的这个公众，你想想它的营养好了吗，是吧，它就大幅度提高，然后它的人口数量也都攀升。在1800年前后呢，就是有一个人口大爆发的时候，所以呢它的权力中心也就一样，就是从南方转到北方，这种转移就持续。
好了，我想今天的节目就是这一些了。最后呢，我再给大家讲讲一些基本知识，关于土豆和这个西红柿的。
是讲怎么吃吗？
不，讲怎么发音的，就是 tomato 和 tomato。我们刚才听到有两种发音啊，一个是 tomato， 另外一个是 tomato。tomato 英国肯定这么说的，但是 tomato 刚刚壮壮老师说的是加拿大是这么说呢，还是美国是怎么说？
都这么说，
都是这么说。
对，
所以北美都是这么说的。
对。
哦，所以呢 ，tomato 和 tomato 大家都要听得明白。
嗯 ，potato， 但是不念成 potato。
啊，但是 potato 呢，还都是 potato 啊，这一点大家要记住。最后呢，如果它是复数形式的话，拼写上后面是加 s 呢，还是
加 es 呢？
对，这个是一个考点。
tomatoes，potatoes，
是不是后面直接加 s 呢？
这样，我们留一个悬念。
好
啊，请大家到我们的 QQ 群积极的讨论。
好的，
我们的 QQ 群号是。
11627447， 欢迎加入。那么我们下期节目再见。
再见。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
世界上没有不受限制的自由，
就像你有吸烟的自由，但你不能自由的吸烟，还影响他人的健康。
2015年6月1日，北京市控制吸烟条例正式实施，届时室内公共场所、工作场所和公共交通工具内禁止吸烟。
为了更好的生活，控烟需要全社会行动起来。
讲文明树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game.I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time.Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if the old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games.It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth.